Hello, I'm Alison Hurd and welcome to Rendezvous. This week we take you out onto the Seine River here in Paris. For 3 days in early July, top chefs and lovers of gourmet food revelled in cooking demonstrations, debates and competitions at the Gastronomy by the Seine Festival.
It's an exceptional and historical first. If anybody looks around and sees that the food world, culinary world, the new flavors is being celebrated in the world food capitals, you'll wonder why Paris has never had a top echelon festival celebrating food and the new culinary scene. And so that is why Paris is now having this first festival.
Celebrating a new culinary scene that's by no means exclusively French, according to festival organizer Michel Clos.
Obviously, and I think everyone agrees to the fact that the French savoir-faire, the techniques, the schooling, has French written all over it. Nonetheless, it has so much evolved in all the various countries, and France has not lagged behind, but has to question itself in terms of the different levels of food, from the high end, which they're still masters at, but when you go down to several levels, you have to question yourself. The organic movement, you know, the street food, vegetarian food, etc. And there isn't such a wide discussion of these issues in France as it should be, you know, which is the birthplace of gastronomy. So it's not specifically French, but it is in France and it is in Paris for a good reason, because it is the birthplace of a food culture. You know, cuisine can be defined two ways, a scientific way, where you add molecules and different ingredients together and you get, you know, a final product, or it's a culture, and it's very much a culture in my mind. So obviously this festival is in France and celebrate the French traditions and the fleurons de la cuisine, but it is open. It celebrates European cultures and cuisines, and it will host every year a non-European, a non-EU country cuisine. And so since the festival took place in San Francisco last year, Gastronomy by the Bay in San Francisco at the Ferry Building, another birthplace of the organic food movement in the United States, we are celebrating and hosting America in Paris this first year. New American cuisine with a variety of very key avant-garde chefs.
Like David Kinch, chef of the two Michelin-starred Manresa restaurant in Northern California.
Right now, I think the most important thing happening in American cuisine is a maturation, is a maturity level that is happening. You know, we have absorbed a lot of influences from outside, but we're starting to learn what's really important. The provenance of ingredients, the quality of ingredients really drive everything. But instead of a flash in the pan and trying things and finding out what works and what doesn't, we're slowly starting to find our regionality, what our traditions are. And as we slowly mature, it can only get better and better.
So regionality and traditions, can you give us some examples of what
sure.
would be?
Yeah, of course. New England, Mid-Atlantic, Deep South, Creole in Louisiana, Southwest cuisine with the Hispanic influences from Central and South America, and of course California, which is really, I think, where there's a great contemporary food movement is being born that is showing its influence throughout the world.
How much do you think contemporary U.S. cuisine owes to French cuisine, French gastronomy?
I think it owes a lot to French cuisine, like all great haute cuisine, high cuisine does anywhere else in the world. However, I think the really great beauty of America is that we have no borders in terms of what we regard as influences. We will borrow from any and all cultures, and I think we can absorb these cultures because of this lack of tradition. What has been a bane to us in the past is now starting to benefit us, because we can quickly assimilate these influences a lot faster than other countries, say in France, where there's a long history of great and glorious tradition, where sometimes it seems a little bit forced when the outside influences are incorporated.
So do you think to some extent that those traditions are a bane for French cuisine, that sense of tradition?
I think in the past, yes, but you know, the world's changing. Even France is changing. You know, so slowly you're starting to see outside influences come in. I mean, lemongrass and kiwi were incredibly foreign products, but now there is a seamlessness, and now you find it incorporated into cuisines here, which are regarded as very, very French.
in 2003, the French haute cuisine scene went into meltdown when top chef Marc Vera told a US culinary journalist he thought Spain now had a more happening scene than France. Both US and British food journalists have recently heaped praise on Spanish chef Ferran Adrià with his inventive molecular gastronomy. Has French cuisine then slipped off the culinary map?
It's alive, it's kicking, it's dancing, it's doing the jig, it's doing all sorts of things.
Food writer, sociologist and former chef Alex Miles clearly thinks not. But what defines French cuisine for him?
I think that French food can be defined best by its methods and techniques, which are used internationally. Look at what's going on in China. All of the Chinese chefs are wearing French chef's hats. That's amazing. And that hat was created at the beginning of the 19th century by a man named Antonin Le Carême, who helped codify a lot of things in French cooking. And that's really remarkable.
Yeah. So when you talk about techniques, you're thinking about how to make a definitive Hollandaise sauce or how to make a croissant?
Well, I think that there are certain basics that you have to learn.
Techniques that many foreign students come to learn here in France, like Julie from Oklahoma, who spent 9 months at the bilingual Ferrandi School in Paris. What French culinary skills has she learned?
French way of plating, the French taste of food, how they plate and they cook food. So I was really exposed to that in the States, especially in Oklahoma. So that's what I learned a lot. I got to eat a lot of fish and learn how to cook with fish, fresh scallops. When I go back to States, I'll definitely have been influenced by the French way of cooking. So my cooking will be French influenced, using fresh produce and using more fish, less meat. They love subtlety in their cooking, but sometimes subtlety is a little too subtle.
The young chefs here at the Gastronomy by the Seine Festival are striving for that elusive subtle touch as they chop, slice and sauté for all their might in the Young Chefs competition. Conditions are challenging in this makeshift kitchen. It's hot and they have just 3 hours to prepare a salmon main course, 3 side dishes and a chocolate-based dessert before plating up and presenting it to 8 very demanding jurors.
Okay. Huh? But, you have a small one if you want. Huh?
For sure.
Michel Clos.
I wanted to associate this fairly high-level festival with schools, and I want to associate youngsters into the profession. It's a very hard profession. It's a very tough profession. There are several avenues to take. It's not global, the careers that are available to the young students, and they're not always counseled or veered in the right directions in the schooling. That applies to a lot of disciplines, but this one particularly. And so getting the young chefs involved by the means of a competition, which is a bit of a pretext, but nonetheless, it gets them involved. We took 8 candidates, 18 to 26 years old, 1 person per country, and of equal capacity, gave them a theme and brought them along, and they're delighted to be here. And we chose a jury of 4 of the top American chefs that were here and 4 Europeans.
This is to moisten it up, make it, get it nice texture so it's not too dry.
So Ryan Stafford, the British competitor, is now spooning out some of his main course.
It's pan-seared salmon wrapped in zucchini with zest of lemon. For my that's also served with a sweet pea puree, peculiar pepper and minced amarillo, pan-seared girolles, side dishes mules marinier, artichoke barigal, and capellacci filled with a light salmon and asparagus mousse.
It sounds like there's a lot of Italian words in there, French words, not very English.
Yeah, I try to collaborate, classic being the mules marinier and the artichoke barigal, being French with a little twist of, you know, the pasta being thrown in there, and my main dish is built upon Italian.
Anything go well or not go so well during the last hour or so that you've been cooking?
Just a last-minute rush. I could have plated a lot better. I think, my presentation, but I'm quite happy.
Just a quick question, Ryan. As someone who comes from the UK, the UK is not famed for its gastronomy. Yep. Do you think that you're at any kind of a disadvantage?
No, not really. I believe 15 years ago, maybe that would be the right words to say, but right now there are so many chefs that have gone to New York, gone to France, and brought back skills with them, and I think now definitely we're on to something big, I think, especially London. I'm currently working for Jamie Oliver at 15, London Restaurant. I came to London not so long ago to work at Boxwood Cafe, also for Gordon Ramsay, and, you know, phenomenal places, and there are many other places I'd like to work.
Right after, take some cold water and put it in the blender.
And meanwhile, just next door, Christopher Barton from Canada is now putting the absolute final touches to his main course.
Okay, what I have here is poached salmon with a mint gelée, with a mesquite and salad on top, and pointe d'asperge, and a sauce of petit pois, peas and mussels, puree pea and mussels. I have pickled chanterelle mushrooms and a confit of tomato.
Given that it's rather hot today, has that had any impact on the way you've cooked?
It definitely makes it more of a challenge. Trying to figure out things with the heat and just the kitchen is a challenge too, because there's not even running water. Well, it's just you have to pump it out of there and it comes out in nothing, and you can't really wash your dishes, so it's difficult because a lot of the stuff I have to do, you have to pass with Tammy's and we'll clean it again, and it's, but no, it's good. It's more of a challenge and see what happens.
Moment of truth now, as each of the eight judges, two women, six men, sample dishes.
Paula Wolfert. I have a column in Food and Wine magazine, and I write cookbooks, and I've been a judge before.
Paula Wolfert, you're one of the jury members here. And just tell me, what are you looking for? What are the criteria?
Balance, flavor, appearance, and technique, I guess. I mean, technique would be one, except these are all students. I mean, they're in transition, and so far it's been very impressive.
So those four criteria all carry equal weight, or one of them is more important
than
another?
Well, that's a problem. See, this is always the problem, because then if someone stands out in some way different from all the other criteria, then it's exciting, and sometimes, you know, you figure they'll grow. But when you see brilliance, when some one facet is so brilliant, that's a very exciting moment for a juror, because you feel like you're on the cusp of finding something new and exciting. Why don't you talk to this very, very famous chef from the United States?
I would love to talk to a very famous chef from the United States. Nice to meet you, Tracy.
Yeah, Desjardins. Born and raised in California.
And what for you is the most important criteria in judging? Are you very motivated by the way things look or taste?
I think both. It's kind of interesting because I think we've seen really disparate plates, very, very different styles, if you will. Some of the dishes are more integrated and all the elements sort of going together, whereas others have bits and tastes of different things that are not really meant to go together, which is actually something that's very important to me when I'm looking at food, is that everything on the plate has a reason and a relationship to the other things that are on the plate.
And after a very, very rapid tasting session, all that wonderful food then gets thrown straight in the bin. And it's on to Sandrine Van Genesten, and she's from Belgium.
J'ai fait un petit saumon en chaud froid. Ensuite, j'ai fait un petit tartare avec en charlotte d'asperge et une gelée de moule.
Sandrine presents an elaborate dish of salmon tartare with mussel jelly, asparagus charlotte, salmon mousse with dill and mustard sauce. She's definitely been the most active in the competition, working the 3 hours flat out, scarcely pausing for breath. She's training with a great chef, Samuel Blanc, at Hostellerie La Farc in Belgium. He works as hard, she says. We learn mainly French haute cuisine, working with high-quality produce. In the beginning, it's tough, but so long as you don't have children, it's okay. But yes, you have to be available at all hours. Your partner has to be understanding about the trade you've chosen.
Voilà.
And here Benoît Parot, who's the only French contestant in the competition, is just putting the finishing touches to his chocolate-based dessert, stirring the chocolate icing, or glaçage, as they say in French.
Big pressure.
It's a big pressure being the only French chef?
In international contest in France, it is. Maybe the chef wanted me to be like the best, or they want probably something really special, to be the top of the top. It depends on the judge.
Sure. Just tell me, what did you just cook? How did you do your salmon? And did you do it in a very typically French way or not?
No, I did it like a marinade.
Yeah, marinade.
With lemon and deer. And that's it. It's a roll in a smoked salmon. It's not complicated to do it. Okay. It was just organized. My only problem was to be on time, because I have also the cake. But I had trouble because this morning I've lost my recipe.
No.
So yeah, because
of nerves?
I lost it. So I sent a friend to go to my home because I have an extra piece of paper because I'm working on it since like 2 weeks. So I write many, many recipes.
Christian Fouché is head chef instructor at the École Supérieure de Cuisine Française in Paris. He says these young chefs have been influenced perhaps a little too much by the media.
For some students, they did a lot of work around the plate, maybe a little too much, because today we should know what we have in our plate. I will say more and more people are a little bit fed up of new cuisine. This is what I think from some candidates, but also because they are young, so they are exciting, and maybe we can see their excitement into the plate, maybe. Students, also young chef, buy a beautiful magazine with a beautiful picture, beautiful recipes, etc. And so when you see such a picture, you wish to do the same things. So it's yes, it's a big influence, and also from TV.
Paula Walford, gastronomy in general, do you think that we are losing it?
I don't think the French have lost it, and I don't think the people who are studying here have lost it either. I think it's a very exciting time, but I think France is right up there and it'll stay up there.
So the criticism from the New York Times is saying that Spain had overtaken France?
You know, they're talking as journalists. They're talking about cutting edge. That's not what gastronomy is about. Gastronomy takes up a much larger space in our lives. I mean, we don't eat food with syringes in it every day. And the art of good cooking is going in many, many ways. In fact, I mean, don't you like home cooking too? Well, here a lot of the food is balanced. That's what I've liked so far, is that none of these students are doing anything that doesn't appeal to us because it's real food as opposed to something that's all mousses and hot and cold and everything. It's interesting. I love reading about it. But this is the kind of food that you're going to want to eat more often than not, and that's what's exciting.
Indeed, gastronomy isn't just about fine dining. It's about eating high-quality fresh produce, and preferably in company. Something that typifies the French experience, says Alex Miles.
The definition of gastronomy from Ferronadria is that if I eat something and it gives me an emotion, it's gastronomy. If I eat something and it doesn't give me an emotion, it's just food. I want gastronomy. And I think it's not just the food, but it's the context in which it's eaten, in which it's shared. I think that has a lot to do with the pleasure.
And that sense of pleasure that you just mentioned, that's something that you find as an American living in France, is still present in France?
Well, it's really important. You know, Americans tend to eat alone often, and the French eat together. And I think that there's a great correlation between love and eating. Most people will say that it's better to eat together than alone.
That shared experience of eating as an expression of French culture and identity is one reason why France is preparing a bid to register its culinary art de vivre on UNESCO's intangible heritage list. A tall order, no doubt, but which shows how cuisine remains an essential ingredient of French life. And that's all we have time for today. Rendezvous was brought to you from Radio France International. The studio producer was Roshi Bagheri. From me, Alison Hurd, thanks for listening. Bye-bye.